Chapter 27. Coughing and spluttering, Raylick spat out several mouthfuls of foul-tasting sand and water. He was soaked to the skin, and his head felt as if someone had driven a long spike straight through his temple. He tried not to move more than necessary for a time. Gradually, the pounding in his ears lessened, and the calmer sounds of water rushing over rocks and the song of birds filtered in. After pushing himself up onto one elbow and wiping the coarse sand from his face, he spat out the remainder of the filth clinging to the inside of his mouth. He was lying on the banks of a narrow stream running through a dense pine forest. Judging from the dew on the grass, as well as the slight chill in the air, he figured it to be morning. But morning where? Earth, he assumed, though there was no way to be sure of this. An anguished cry from behind him had him scrambling to his feet. Sitting on the ground next to a young sapling was Shinzan. He was shaking his head wildly and pounding the ground with both fists. After a moment or two, he began to rant.
No! I will not be defeated! This cannot be happening!
His voice was shrill with desperation.
They will see. I will return and rip their hearts from their chests. I will bathe Lumnia in their blood. They think I am vanquished. They will see. I am immortal. I cannot die.
Very deliberately, Vralik searched the ground nearby before picking up a hefty rock just at the edge of the stream. Though his legs felt a bit weak, he still managed to stagger toward his former master. His unflinching gaze was filled with murderous intent. Shinzan spotted his approach.
You! You did this! I'll make you pay as well! I will not be laid low by some simpering fool! I am Shinzan! I am eternal! You are nothing!
Vralik stood over him for a long moment, eyes radiating hate.
Yes. I am the one who did this to you. I only wish Jassa could watch what I'm about to do next.
Shinzan sneered.
Jassa? That whore? Is this why you betrayed me? She was nothing. I relished every time I...
The point of the rock smashed into his forehead, stopping him dead. Blood trickled down his face, spilling from the tip of his chin.
You won't speak her name again,
Vralik told him.
Jassa was a light you could never extinguish.
He finished off his words with another strike. This second blow was enough to erase any lingering consciousness that Shinzan might have been clinging to. His body slumped fully forward, so that his head was now resting face down between his legs.
But this is not just for her.
Vralik continued. He struck again, this time coming down hard on the conveniently exposed back of the skull.
This is for all the lives you have taken, all the people you have tortured.
His next blow to this spot was accompanied by a dull crunch as Shinzan's skull gave way to the force.
My only regret is that I can't make you suffer as they suffered. This will have to be enough.
Even though he suspected that Shinzan was already dead, he wasn't ready to stop. Standing tall, he gripped the rock with both hands and raised it high. Ironically, the pathetic figure slumped further forward, as though in reverence at his feet, now resembling so many others he had seen in the past, pleading for their lives before the throne. Shinzan could now receive the same mercy he had once given. With every bit of force that he could muster, Vralik hurled the rock downwards. The impact shattered Shinzan's skull completely, splattering brains and bone across the forest turf. Vralik stared down at the body. He had waited for this from the first moment he had seen Jassa's ruined body on the throne room tiles. Now it was over, and his rage was spent. Tossing the stone into the water, he rinsed the blood from his hands and face. Surrounding him was a new world of which he knew nothing. Somehow, he would have to find a way to forgive himself, for Jassa's death, and for his cowardice. In fact, for just about everything he had ever done throughout his miserable life. Killing Shinzan was nowhere near enough to ease the burden weighing on his heart. But it was a start. He took a final look at the body of the once mighty emperor, now lying in a pitiful, bloodied heap. Yes, it was a damn good start. He headed off in the direction of the rising sun, a tiny smile creeping up from the corners of his mouth. He had no idea what he would find. This was a new world with new possibilities. Perhaps one day he would be able to make sense of his life. Until then, he would simply live and make the most of whatever time he had left. Hopefully, in the end, he would have earned the love that Jassa had given him.